two airlines ground the Dreamliner.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. There has been another incident on board a Boeing 787 Dreamliner. This time an all-Nippon Airways flight made an emergency landing in Japan due to battery problems. Japan's two largest airlines have grounded their entire 787 fleets as a result. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joins us now from Tokyo with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So is the incident that caused this emergency landing in Japan the same kind of incident that caused that fire in Boston a week ago?
It certainly looks like it may be. We just talked to a spokesman for All Nippon Airlines, and they said their initial investigation shows that in the forward electrical compartment, they found a discolored liquid has come out of the batteries and there's a very strange smell. So it looks like this could be another battery-related incident, yes.
And is it possible that these two big Japanese air carriers would actually ditch the Dreamliner altogether?
No, I think that's not a possibility. Japan is heavily committed to the Dreamliner, not just from the airlines, but industrially as well. Japanese companies make about 35% of all the components in the aircraft, including those spectacular carbon fiber wings. So Japan has a lot riding on this plane. They're not about to pull out of this project.
And all this does make you wonder if the Dreamliner is still the future of air travel, which Boeing has been saying for a long time.
Well, I think that's really the big question coming out of these incidents. Is there something fundamentally wrong with the design of the Dreamliner that is going to be a massive headache for Boeing? Or are these, as many experts say, things that always happen when you launch a new aircraft with such a large amount of new technology in it? Most people seem to think it's the latter rather than the former, and that Boeing has a problem, but it's a resolvable problem. And now Boeing has to act quickly to reassure its customers and to get these problems sorted out.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo. Thanks as always.